Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are live from the Ed Koch Queensboro Bridge in Manhattan. Yes, I'm atop of the Queensboro Bridge because it's a pedestrian walkway and also a roadway for cars. So what we wanted to do is take a look at the awesome view over the river and also at some of the high rises that, you know, make up the beautiful city of Manhattan. And so I wanted to give some information today about the bridge. The bridge is located on 2nd Avenue between 59th and 60th Street. For a virtual tour, go to www.youtube.com/watch?V=PLSYNYV77S4 or search YouTube or Google word phrase walk over the Queensboro Bridge, and you can do a video instead of image or news or just a word search. If you do a video search, you will find the information. Now, www.yt.com says, the upper level of the bridge has four lanes of automobile traffic and provides a view of the bridge, cantilever truss structure, and the New York skyline. The lower level has five vehicular lanes. The inner lane is for the automobile traffic, and the southern outer lane is for automobile traffic as well. Used exclusive for Queens-bound traffic. The north outer roadway was converted into a permanent pedestrian walk and bicycle path in September of 2000. The Queensboro Bridge has been shown in the credits of the television series Archie Bunker's Place, The King of Queens, Taxi, Rescue Me, and the Simpsons episodes, Eating in the Bridge. I'm Eating on the Bridge. There's a beautiful place under the bridge entitled the Food Emporium. And I went in today, and I had myself a caramel-covered cheesecake mini, and I decided to bring it with me up on the bridge. And, you know, while I was standing here waiting for the time to blog, I decided that I would have a little of the cheesecake. So I did shop at the Food Emporium. As you do your searches, you'll find out that that's one of the major shops here at the Queensboro Bridge. Now, the Queensboro Bridge is also known as the 59th Street Bridge because of its Manhattan Inn is located between 59th and 60th Street and officially titled the Ed Koch Queensboro Bridge. And it was completed in 1909. It connects the neighborhood of Long Island City to the boroughs of Queens with Manhattan, passing over Roosevelt Island. It carries New York State Route 25 and is westernmost of the four East River spans that carry a route number New York 25, terminates at the West Manhattan side of the bridge, which once carried NY 24 and NY 25A as well. The bridge is flanked on its northern side by the freestanding Roosevelt Island Tram. We were just there the other day. We vlogged. And now I'm at the top of the bridge, over the water, over the roadways that the tram also can take you. So if you wanted to walk to Roosevelt Island, you could walk to Roosevelt Island, build this walkway, which is Queensboro Bridge, or you can go on the Sky Tram, which is like a cable car, and do it yourself either way. So I didn't decide to take the cable car because, as I said before, I had done that at one of the theme parks. And so I decided to do this particular bridge on the walkway, which I also did the Brooklyn Bridge. So if you ever go to Brooklyn Bridge, Queensboro Bridge, you're ever in Manhattan, and you want to take a nice stroll, grab some food with your family, this is an awesome one of the world wonders. So I swear, if you ever want to do anything like this, try it. We're having a lot of trembles here today. The bridge is trembling from the calibrations of the cars and the big oversized trucks. And, you know, we have some information on the coordinates. It's 4045 North, 7357 West. It carries 10 lanes, 4 upper, 6 lower, for New York Routeway 25. It's a pedestrian bikeway bridge, crosses the East River. The locale is New York City, Manhattan, Queens. Other names is the Queensboro Bridge, 59th Street Bridge, recap. And it's maintained by the New York City Department of Transportation. The characteristic of the design is Deborah Decker cantilever bridge. Total length is 3,724 feet and 6 inches. The width is 100 feet. The longest span is 1,182 feet, 984 feet east span, and 630 feet for the center span. The vertical clearance is 12 feet, and the clearance below is 130 feet. Now, I'm here, and I'm standing between these two towers. They look like twin towers, and they're actually black, black glass towers. And I'm standing right over, this particular section of the bridge. Now, I have walked all the way out to the edge of the waterway, and I decided to walk back in so that I could, do the block from here because I had phobia today, and I want us to talk about things that we fear, and I want us to talk about things that we can do for practical purposes, like crossing the bridge is a thing that you do because you have to go from one city to the other. You have to travel. You have to eat. You have to visit people. So it's good to, get in the car and cross the bridge with your family. Now, this is an optional program here, like this bridge, this walkway, this pedestrian walk. We want to give you a PG rating of 13 on this particular show because it's an unnecessary feat. You can also stroll along the sidewalk, and you don't have to pick up these particular events or activities in order to have a good time in New York. But just because it's one of the only bridges that has a walkway and a pedestrian bikeway, and it's promoted by the city, and they spend so much money on it to maintain it, and it's an optional situation. I decided just to come up so far and go almost halfway across, but I decided not to go the full way across because, of course, if I walk the full way across, then in turn to get back over here from Queens, I would have to walk back across to go into Manhattan. So I walk half the way, and then I'm going to turn and descend from the bridge at this time. So I'm descending from the bridge. It's awesome, but I want you kids to be careful. This is not, some thrill or trick. It's just one of the transportation routes available to pedestrians and also developed to bikers and also for, cars and trucks and, the different tractor trailers, which seem a little heavy for the bridge today, is actually giving a lot of trembles off every time a major truck goes past. I don't know if it's an 18-wheeler or 16-wheeler or more, but there seems to be some weight issues with the bridge today. And So don't forget, I've got this cupcake, it's actually a cheesecake with a beautiful candy topper and whipped cream. It was $2.99, and if you stop in the Food Emporium, they have beautiful pictures there, and I can get you a picture of the bridge tomorrow and put it on the website, and also get a Food Emporium picture up there, because the internal parts of the Food Emporium, is a beautiful place. I sat down, I had some food, and I went upstairs to the eatery, and I had some food. They have an awesome collection of cupcakes, pecan pies. The bakery section is complete with a lot of beautiful, like, gourmet style or homemade style or old-fashioned cakes, heavy, thick, rich, not too heavy, creamy cakes, delicious, leave an awesome taste in your mouth. So if you're ever in the area and you just wanted to peep at the bridge or you drove across with your family, this may be one of the spots that you want to get out on, but it may not be the, the safest story for, smaller kids. It may not be the safest story for teens alone. It may not be the safest story for those who have phobias of height. It may not be the safest story because you may be have, trembles. The thing is trembling. Some calibration is causing that. And so you might not have the most enjoyable time. But if another walkway, if you wanted to do the Brooklyn Bridge, that is another bridge that has a pedestrian walkway. So we wanted to tell you, because we're here in New York and they have so much to offer, we wanted to let you know how fast people are getting from, city to city. Like, some people think you have to go around this way and around that way and along highway everywhere. Every island, like even Randall Island the other day, had three ways that you can get from Manhattan to Queens and to the Bronx, and it was about a 10 or 15, 20-minute walk, and you could be right in the other city right away. And this is another access bridge that for pedestrians that allow you to get right into Queens. So they have a lot of simpler travel situations for pedestrian and bikers than you have for cars. And also, if you're really like a commuter or something, or you take the train to the bottom and then you decide to walk away, this is definitely a place where you can, save some time, get some exercise in, and walk across to Queens if you live near. There's a project area right here at the base of the bridge, so a lot of people can actually use the project, the bridgeway to, if they're visiting friends right here. And so I'm descending from the bridge right now. I'm almost at ground level, and I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm coming down off that high. I'm not really a thrill seeker, but I used to ride roller coasters when I was young. So But this is one of the things that, you know, actually takes me there and gets me, you know, where I want to be, you know, for girls. But this one was a little scary for me today, but I did enjoy, you know, going up and trying the challenge, even though I couldn't complete it, just like one of those real-world experiences. You know, a lot of people can, you know, get up there and they can do everything, but, you know, a lot of people try and, you know, try helps the game. So, you know, and somebody's got to win. The other guys won today that crossed the bridge today. I decided to turn back. I went half the way. I didn't want to have to walk it twice, but it was an awesome experience. And I just wanted to bring you that information. I want you to be careful about your decisions, and I want you to make sure that, you know, things are right for you, even though you hear me at a third parent of Blog Talk Radio, you know, from Tammy Jordan and Markel Green, the co-creator. My son didn't know what the title of the show was today, so I'll tell him afterwards. But I use strong judgment, and I know if I had called him and told him that, he would probably would have said, can't you find another show to do? And so I didn't tell him, and I'll tell him afterwards, and he'll say, this is unnecessary. You're my mom. If something was to happen, what can you do? It was for no reason at all. You know, you wanted to go across the bridge just to take a walk. You can walk on the sidewalk. If something was to fall and you die, it was you were up there not traveling, not making a lot of money. You know, you were just sitting up there, you know, looking at these you know, these different little, you know, opportunities here and travel ways, you know, a travel way. But, you know, it's unique to know for international security and other reasons that there are these quick bridges for people to use and access different parts of the city. Sometimes you might not know who's in the city because it's not a toll bridge. And because it's not a toll bridge, you won't know who's in the city because they're walking through. You don't need a metro card. And, you know, so sometimes I go out and I do some of these things just to, you know, to take notice at the availability of entry into from city to city. So until next time.